You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Profit versus humanity when it comes to artificial intelligence. I'm David Brancaccio. First, Congress has averted a government shutdown. Yesterday, the House and Senate passed a funding bill. Short term, though, Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Congress is supposed to pass 12 spending bills every year to fund government agencies. The legislation should have been finished before October 1st, when the government's fiscal year started. Lawmakers missed that deadline and have been passing a series of stopgap bills to keep the government running. This latest short-term measure funds about a half dozen federal agencies through March 8th. The rest get enough money to last until March 22nd. Congressional leaders say they will have the permanent spending bills done before those deadlines to prevent a government shutdown, but there are still areas of disagreement that could bog things down. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
All right. The ChatGPT company OpenAI is one of the hottest business stories of this era. Today, there's word Tesla and SpaceX tycoon Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and its founder Sam Altman for, in Musk's view, abandoning its promise to build artificial intelligence for the benefit of humanity. The suit targets OpenAI's alliance with Microsoft, calling it, quote, closed source de facto subsidiary of the largest tech company in the world. Musk is one of OpenAI's founders, but is no longer on the board. OpenAI is not commenting. Markets S&P futures are down 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are flat. And here's one more number. The real estate app Zillow calculates you have to earn $47,000 more a year now than in 2020 to comfortably afford to buy the typical home as residential real estate prices soar. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. They say all politics is local, so where's the local news coverage this election year? We've been visiting news deserts in Super Tuesday states to hear about the business models failing or informing voters ahead of Tuesday's primary. As we wrap up this week's special coverage, a conversation with a man in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley who had to pull the plug on the local newspaper he published for years, who now gets by printing mainly college newspapers.
UVA is printed here. Virginia Tech is printed here. VCU is printed here. They're all printed here.
That's Keith Stickley, owner of Shenandoah Publications in Edinburgh, Virginia, as we tour the towering spools of Virgin newsprint in his press room, quiet on a snowy winter evening. We settle in a warmer spot upstairs. Keith, thanks for having me by.
Sure. Glad you're here.
You're a longtime newspaper man. You originally were on the editorial side?
Always on the editorial side.
But what brought you back here?
Well, this is my hometown.
And since you have a newspaper background, you thought you might start a newspaper?
Well, I didn't come back here for that purpose. I actually came back here to manage an existing newspaper here. And I did for about 10 years. And we had a disagreement with the publisher. And so I left that paper and created my own.
And what was that called?
It was called The Free Press.
And did it make you rich quick?
The newspaper that I created in 1985 only had two profitable years. And that was the first 2 years. And I realized at that time that I was going to have to do something because this is my hometown. Yeah. So I said, so I had to create this printing company. So we created the printing company to subsidize the newspaper.
And that was a newspaper that had reporters that covered things?
Yeah, it was a pretty aggressive newspaper, actually. As a matter of fact, one of the county supervisors said after we closed the paper that the best thing ever happened to this county was that we closed.
In other words, a politician didn't like...
Because our coverage was too aggressive. But in 2019, it became clear that we were not going to be able to continue to do this. First of all, I was getting older and not able to keep up with the pace and the deadline, and we were losing money with it. And we'd been losing money for 32 years.
This is an election year. You think people suffer when they don't have what you would call aggressive coverage of local issues?
Well, they suffer at any time because there's no good, credible source of information in this county today. Even though it has one newspaper, there are 21,000 postal addresses in this county. The only newspaper left in this county reaches fewer than 10% of those.
You might have people here in the community willing to voice an opinion
right.
about what's
right.
going on,
right.
but that's different from having a reporter who's at the meeting and actually listened to what
right.
you know, what was decided and what money went where.
Right, right. And we're probably printing somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 weeklies, monthlies, and papers like that. But there are very few of those publications that are printed here that are not experiencing financial difficulty. But the ones that seem to be doing the best are the ones that are relying on soft news. They're not covering government. They're not covering the courts. But they're chock full of feature material. A new banjo player showed up in town. That's all nice, but it's not giving the community the kind of information that the community needs to vote. Are their tax monies being properly spent?
With the internet and all this social media and new forms of communication, there's such a rich variety of places that you can find out information, some of it news, some of it not, except on the hyper-local coverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't get that.
Yeah, you know, it was newspapers that were very good at that part.
They were. But it costs. It costs money to do that, even in a town this size.
Keith Stickley, thank you very much.
Enjoyed it very much. Always enjoy talking about newspapers.
All of our Democracy in the Desert coverage is woven into a Marketplace Morning Report podcast special out later today. I'm David Brancaccio. We're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Reis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.